We left off last time discussing the issur of mitachas and of not sleeping in your spouse's bed, the main nidusa. So just a few more points about that halacha. Both Rabbi Karp and Rabbi Morgenstern point out that the issur is to sleep on the spouse's bed. The issur is to sit on your wife's bed, as we discussed, not like the Bach, but the most poskim. But they point out there's no issur to stand on her bed or to lean over her bed to read something on the other side. I guess there's no issur to jump on her bed either, although that's not something that mature adults generally do. Rabbi Morgenstern in Perek Tes, Ha'arakuf Tes, writes that once a couple came to Rav Elyashiv with the following question, I guess. The system that they had in their house, apartment, was that neither husband nor wife had a designated bed. And sometimes each one would sleep on one of the two beds in the room, but there was no system that this was his bed or this was her bed. So in that situation, is there an issur of sleeping on his bed or her bed, b'nei nidusa, if they don't have specifically designated beds? So Rav Elyashiv answered that in that case, there's technically speaking no status of her bed or his bed, and therefore no technical issur of sleeping on either bed, the main nidusa. But Rav Elyashiv thought that that was an inappropriate arrangement, that that itself, the fact that you have a system where anyone sleeps on either of the two beds, is indicative of a certain relationship of chiba, a relationship of husband and wife. Most other people, if you have roommates in the dorm, so you wouldn't have that kind of an arrangement where you go bed hopping depending on the night. That's only something that would exist between husband and wife. And given that that itself is a form of chiba, that's not an appropriate system to have. And then he writes, Rav Elyashiv said the notion of having designated beds for husband and wife goes back to Yaakov Avinu, at least, as we see from the Pesukim, that whatever, at least literally speaking, you see from the Pesukim that there were designated beds. So Rav Elyashiv was quoted as saying that that's not an appropriate arrangement, that the husband and wife should have the designated beds, and then you would have this issur of sleeping on the other bed, b'mei nidusa. Can you switch a bed? Can you decide that at some point husband and wife will switch beds? So the Sugaba Shoshanim, he points out that he's mistopic. Can you? His assumption is that when a woman is the main nidusa, so then you can't decide to switch the bed then, because the issue is already chal, you can't sleep on her bed. And the assumption is that when she's b'mei tara, then you could decide that you're going to switch beds from that point going forward. But what happens, his question that he leaves us at Tzarachi and Ladina, is can you decide to switch the beds, b'mei tarasa, and will that be effective without a maisa while she's pure sanita? Meaning, let's say you decide at 9 o'clock in the morning that you're going to switch the beds, and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she's pierced the nida before you actually had a chance to sleep and what had been her bed. So the machshava, so to speak, the kavana to switch happened in late tarasa, but there was no chalos, so to speak, before pierced the nida. So he leaves that as a sarachian, whether that would be an effective change. Okay, the pitcheshuva in Sifkat and Chet writes as follows. He goes to Chachmas Adam that just as you're not allowed to sleep on her bed, you're not allowed to use her pillows. And the same thing would be true for her to use his pillows. So both can talk about this in the context of pillows and in terms of blankets, that if there's a pillow or blanket that's miyuchad for her or for him, then it would be usher to use that. Now, I think it's reasonable. I haven't seen it necessarily. But if you have two identical pillows, identical blankets, they look the same. You can tell the difference. I'm not sure if that iser applies. Meaning, you have the same exact veggies, the same about one over the other, exactly the same thing in duplicate. So it seemed to me that that wouldn't be an iser of that wouldn't be included in the iser. You're talking about if there's something that's specific or noticeable as a dafka hers or dafka his. Then the Piskei Teshuvim Simchat and Tes quotes that or says that the iser of his being on her bed does not apply if she's not in the same city. The lesson is. She's not in the city at all. That's going to be mutter. So there is a marsham in Das Torah who says that's only matter sitting on her bed, but not sleeping on her bed, because the Pitzkei Tshuva is going on the line of the Mechaber of Lo Yeshiv B'mita. So that heter only applies to sitting and not to sleeping. That's what the Sugah B'Shoshanim quotes in Perek Yud Gimel, Sif Dalet. But he points out, and most of the Kirsus Sfarim do not assume like the Marasham, that we assume that there is a heter if she is not in the city. The question is, what does that mean? What's considered to be not in the city? So Shiur Shevet Alevi says, it means you go far away, not just that you're outside the city limits, but she goes away for presumably a protracted period of time, not just for a few hours, or maybe even not for a day or two. She leaves the city to a faraway place. The Pifkei Das quotes from, this is Paratess again, Funo Laman Aleph, he quotes Sarah Nissen Koralitz in the Chod HaShani, said outside of the city limits is sufficient. And of course, Rabbi Yashiv is saying that Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak is considered outside the city, even though it's only a 45-minute drive without traffic. But Bnei Brak to Ramat Gan is not considered outside the city. Even the next town over is not considered far enough away. Rabbi Forrest has a little bit of a discussion. Let's say the woman is in the hospital giving birth, so you know she's going to be away for a couple of days. So maybe even if it's in the same city, that's considered to be outside the city because you know she's not coming home. Although if she's coming home within 2 days, maybe that's not enough time anyway. Okay, so it's but if a woman's in Eretz Yisrael and the husband's home and she's there for a week, so presumably there are the holidays, it would be mutter to sleep in her bed. Okay, let's move on to the topic of Sasal Hamisnane. Mordechai writes in Shabbos Simen Reish Lamiches, Shabbos Reish Lamiches, he quotes from the Ravan, quoting B'Shem Rashi, Aser Leishev Al Kisei Aruch, you're not allowed to sit on a long chair, Asher Ishto Nida Yosheva Salaf. So the Ravan quotes B'Shem Rashi, that a husband and wife, when she's a nida, cannot sit on the same long chair. Okay, that's the citation of the Mordechai, quoting the Ravan, quoting Rashi. The Ravan, the way it appears, Lefanenu, in Simon Shin Lamin Hei, is Lo Yeshev B'Moshava, that he should not sit on her chair. It's not a long chair that they both sit on, but dafka her chair. And Rabbi Carr points out that that's the formulation of the Sefer Ora, which is one of the works of Yishonimi based Midrash Rosh Rashi. And he says, as we quoted from him a couple times ago, that maybe this fits into the approach of Rashi's based Midrash, that there are certain harchokos that have their basis in Tumah, that just as it, at the time that we're makban on Tumah Vatara, you wouldn't sit on a moshav that is miyuchad to a woman who is tmeya. So maybe this harchaka, you get the impression from this formulation of lo yeshiv b'moshava, that it's a function of lasa ditumah. Okay. But either way, the way we have this din, both in the Mordechai and in the Ravan, whether it's kisei aruch or whether it's moshava, there's no distinction in either those we've shown in between a Safal Hamisnadnate, a wobbly, a rickety, moving bench, or a stable bench. That distinction we first find in the Or HaChaim that Reish Yosef quotes. Reish Yosef quotes in the Or HaChaim that you should not sit on a safal she'eno kavua, a non-banged-in or non-permanent bench, in a way that it is misnane. So you have a bench that is that moves, then you would not be able to sit on such a bench. So the Trumas HaDeshen, we'll see in a few moments, this is partially the source of the Ramah. Trumas HaDeshen in Siman Reish Nun Aleph raises the question, or asks the question, addresses the question, whether a husband and wife can sit on the same carriage if they're not sitting next to each other. So let's read Trumas HaDeshen together. Again, it's Siman Reish Nun Aleph. Where we go? Okay, here. She'ela. Isha nida mahu she'teshiv in baila al ha'gala. Lelechef me earlier. So, woman's anida, can she sit together with her husband in the carriage? The derech says shelo yigaba klal. They're not going to touch each other. That's not concerned. Kigon shulefnim v'hilachor. So, if they will ensure that they're not going to touch each other, they're not sitting in the same row. Is that mutter? Says the Trumas HaDeshen, Yeira Deshari, who can medumali karv levadai shehitali echa megdolim, that someone greater than me said this. V'chein ra'isi mu'atak nisefer aguda desharia. The Alpha gav the kasuv of Mordechai perakam and the Shabbos b'shem sefer pardes mishmoshel Rashi she'asir leishiv esafsel echad she'ishon nida yishav esolav achnami dami lahai near day l'damos l'razu elamilsa d'dami l'alagarmi she'em basar l'chalik the behilchas nida kasuv aleha d'harazu chumer ba'almi. So you can't be more machmir than the original source and not extrapolate. V'imk. Nuchal chalek didafka yeshiva al safsal biyachad near a derechiba. If they are sitting on a bench together slash alone, in a way that's derechiba, derech oavim liskabes yachad ulisvay b'chiyagafna. Aval b'yeshiva b'agala, but if they're sitting on a wagon, shederech b'nei adam nachrim lihiskabes kama pa'amim lavo yachad. It's the norm that strangers, that people who don't have any particular relationship, will gather together to travel. They're going to hire a wagon together. So if a husband and wife are going to be alone and a saf, so that could be derechiba. But if they're traveling in a wagon, so that's a regular mode of transportation that people who have no relationship with each other share. And there's no derechiba there. Dafilu im achshav ein ba'agala ela ha'ish v'ishta. The gam agala shalahem hi, nikol malakam lav derechiba. So even if they own the wagon, and they're the only ones traveling, but because that mode of transportation is a practical, pragmatic situation, it's not particularly derechiba, that's going to be mutter. V'chein shemati shechilak echem yagdolim del'el, then he says that this anonymous gadol was matir sitting together on the same bench when it's attached to the house, to the walls. As you'd have on a porch. It's only usher if it is not attached to the wall, what we would call misnadnate, if it's somewhat rickety or moves. This will come back to in a few minutes, but if you're going stam for a tiyul into the gardens and the vineyards, then that is not so.
Did you like not hear Rabbi Zilberman for a while at the end?
Yeah. We can't hear you. You're on mute.
Okay, there. Are we back now? Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened over there. Okay, so but you heard the end of the Truma Sedation? Anyone?
We're here.
Were you with me through the reading of the Truma Sedation?
Most of it.
I think for me, it cut out at the very end.
Yeah, same.
With the line of the Teol or before that?
I don't remember hearing Teol.
I think the last thing I heard.
Okay,
was,
so the
we'll get to that later.
The last line of we'll summarize. Truma Sedation made 2 points. Point number one is that the Isser of Safal Echad is essentially a problem of Derech Chiba. And therefore, if you have husband and wife traveling in a functional context in a wagon that is typically hired by strangers who have a common destination but not necessarily a common purpose or relationship, then that's not reflective of Chiba, such that the etzem form of transportation isn't a problem, even if the husband and wife are the only ones traveling. And then a second point was to distinguish between what we call a safsal hamisnadnet, a moving bench, and a stationary bench that's attached to the wall, that the moving bench would be problematic, the stationary bench would not. And then his last line, which we'll get to in a little while, is that even if you're traveling on an agala, which be'etzem is not derech chiba, but if you're traveling for a purpose that engenders chiba, you're traveling on a tiyul to the gardens and vineyards, that would be usur. Okay, so that's the Truma Sedation, and the Truma Sedation is pretty much reflected in the Psak of the Ramah in Siv Hey. Where the Ramah writes,
sorry, Rob. Steve just told me that he's trying to join, but it's loading.
Hi, Steve. Sorry about that. Steve, you hear me now? You can unmute yourself?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Yes, I just summarized that the Truma Sedation has 2 points. Number one, that if you're traveling in a venue that is functional and not reflective of Chiba as in a wagon, then there's no Isser, even of what we call Safsal Hamisnanate. But if you're in a other context, then there's a distinction between something that's mechubra to the wall and something that is misnadnet. And that is reflected in the Psak of the Ramah in Sif Hei. The Ramah writes, Asur leishtev asafsal aruch shemisnadnedes ve'enam mechuberes akosal kishishto nida yoshev eslav. You're not allowed to sit on a long bench, even a long bench, which is not connected to the wall with your wife who's the nida. We'll get to that in a moment. You should not travel together with your wife in a carriage, or a boat. As long as you avoid Nigia. Okay, so let's focus for the moment on the Isser itself of Safsal Habisnadneid. So again, we saw that Truma Sedation raised the concern of Chiba as being operative in determining what is Mutter and what is Usser. The Taz, here in Sifkat and Vav, presents this in the context of concern of Hergel Avera or Hear Her. We actually had seen this Taz last time, or at least referenced it, as far as the difference between the din of Yeshiva Bamita and the din of Safal HaMisna Nedes.
And the Taz writes in Sifkat Vav, Lo Yesha B'mita. So he pointed out that the Mashmalas of the Mechaber is that even Yeshiva is Aser. He quoted the Bach, who says that's not the case. And the Taz argues on his father, he says, Velo Nira. The Hasan Kamash Malan, the Bekula Filu Shina Shah Mutter. So the Taz says it must be that you're not allowed to sit in her bed, just as you're not allowed to sit on the same bench, because that indicates that could be maybe they hear her. So the Taz assumes that the Isser of Safla Bisnanade is a problem based on hear her / Hergal Avera. If you look at the Shachman in Pudas HaKesef, he thinks that the Taz is being too harsh on the Bach. And he says, no, it's not necessarily a Kol Shekein or an equation between Mita and Safla HaMisnanade. Because he writes in the second half of the Nekudas HaKesef on the margin, Dehasam Lavisham hear her who, the issue by Safla Misnanade is not hear her per se, Alakeman de Misnanedes Havi Kinegia. It's that it's like you're touching her. If you're sitting on a wobbly wagon or a wobbly bench together, then that's like Negia. Inami came in the Shnei Yoshim, Alabi Yachad, Havalei Kiyashini, Mabimita, the Aser. Or maybe that is a extension of Yashin B'mita Achas, even without Nagia. So either it's like Nagia, or it's like Mita Achas. Right, so the Shach says it's Kinagia, not Nagia Mamish. Sounds like even if you'll be sure that you're not going to touch, it's still Aser because that is Kinagia. The Yeruch HaShulchan, in Se'if Yotef, has a line that it's Nagia Mamish, meaning that we're concerned that they may actually come to touch each other. Okay, we'll come back to that in a minute. Now, the Rama in the second clause over here quotes that Yesh Matirim, if you have someone who's sitting between husband and wife. So in the Sefer Aguda, the Sefer Aguda says either a person or a teva or a box. You can even either have a person basic between husband and wife, or you can have a box, an object. The Rama only mentions Adam. He doesn't mention an object as serving the same function. The Baal Yeshochan questions whether this is Dafka, then maybe the Rama is saying Dafka and Adam, but an object would not be sufficient. And that's where Rabbi Morgenstern assumes the halacha is the correct read of the Rama, that even though the Sefer HaGudah that says having an object between husband and wife would help, the Rama doesn't quote that la halacha. Rabbi Willig points out, and he's more inclined to be Mekel on this, that according to the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that the Chashash is Negiya Mamish, then Negiya Mamish could be obviated with an object as well, not just with a person. If the concern is just Chiba, or the concern is Chiba, so then having an object wouldn't necessarily obviate the Chiba issue. If the concern is Negiya Mamish, so then if you have an object between them that would prevent Negiya, and that should solve the problem. So even a pocketbook, if it's properly strategically placed, could solve the problem. Rav Moshe has a couple of tshuvos related to cars in this context. So I'm not going to put it on the screen because the last time I did that, do you think we broke up because of the screen sharing, or is that coincidental?
I think it was coincidental because it hasn't happened before.
Right. Okay. So we'll
risk it.
Play it again, and if it happens again, we'll know it's not a coincidence. Okay. So Moshe writes. First truth is Chelik Aleph Yeridea Simon Sadi Bays. One second. Here we go. Chelak Aleph Simon Sadi Bays. Uleinyan in Mutter Leilech and Isha Nida Bimashin, a Michonit, Nitzad Hanibnut. So he quotes the Ramah that based on the Jumas Hadashan, that if it's for a function, you can go in a wagon together. If it's a Tiyol, then that's questionable. And then he says, a machine, Adif Misvina Shel Ramah. Ramah's talking about a wagon or a boat. And Ramosha says a car is better than a boat. The Kavanasa Lisvina Kitana Shemisna Nedes Nitzada Isha. So when we talk, when the Ramah is talking about a boat, he's not talking about a ocean liner. He's talking about a small boat. So you know, the movement of one person, if you're on a rowboat or a canoe, so then the movement of one person is felt by the other. If you're in a wagon, so your movement could affect the other person. The machine of Kisvina Gadola, She'en Hanidnu Klal B'Shvil HaYeshiva. But a car, that's like a big boat. That the movement of one person has no effect on anyone else. And for that reason, he thinks that when it comes to a car, and then even a litiol, if they're going to be careful about negia, then we shouldn't be concerned about nidnur, especially if one's in the front and one's in the back, especially since the Yisr of Yeshiva Sassel Echad is only a chumra ba'alma anyway, as the Tumas Hadeshin said, in Ein Lahosif al Chumrosa, so to speak. So Moshe thinks that the car, as long as you avoid the Gia, we're not concerned about the Chiba in a car. We're not concerned about the movement itself. So as long as you avoid the Gia, you're okay. And even Litiyol is better than a wagon. Then Ramosha writes, yeah?
So would any amount of Nidna be a problem? Because like in a car, if they were intentionally, like you want to move the car, they can feel it.
What do you mean if you want to move the car?
Like you bounce up in the car, it's going to move the car. And then she can feel it, or if she does it, he can feel it.
If you bounce up in the car, I mean if you bounce out of your seat?
Yeah, like you want to push the car, you can.
So the husband's sitting, and the husband's driving the car, and the wife is in the passenger seat. So she jumps up and down. That's going to affect the movement of the car?
Well, not when you're driving, but when it's still. You can definitely move it. I'm saying, would that be considered enough?
When it's still, that's like Mechaber LaKarka. No?
Why would that be Mechaber LaKarka?
Because it's not moving. The Safal HaMisnaneid aspect is where there's movement. And the question is, does your movement contribute to the general movement of the object that you're sitting on? I mean, if you have a bench that's hammered to the wall, right, that's the Mechuber case of the Tumas Hadeshen. That's not Bechlal the Isser, as long as you avoid Negiyah, right? We're concerned about Sasa Misnadeh. Sasa Misnadeh is where something is. There's a car, but it's stationary. I don't think it's Misnadeh.
So a bench is perfectly fine, even if it's misnadnet, even if it's misnadnet.
A bench, if it's mechuber lekarka or mechuber lekosel, well, the way that we show and present that's not misnadnet. That's not.
So then it's still a problem. It's misnadnet. If you attach the two legs to the wall, but the middle still sways, that should be a problem according to that.
Right. So let's say you had a swing that's attached to the wall. So that would be misnadnet.
So the same thing with a car, even if it's mechuber lekarka, you can feel the movement.
Is that really so? Car's pretty heavy.
Yeah. But it has soft enough shocks, you can feel it.
Okay, so maybe if you really feel the movement, maybe that would be a problem.
But does that mean like you're like just the slightest movements, that's derechiba, but like, where you like need to bounce up to be able to...
I think you'd probably have to bounce up. I think it'd have to be significant.
No, I'm saying if you need to bounce up significantly, would that be considered us or still?
Maybe.
Because it's not really like you're the slightest movement of the other person you can feel, which is more derechiba.
You're asking something that's really misnat. If you have something that's really misnatnade, but in order to feel any movement, then you need to jump up significantly. So that usher, even if you're sitting still. That's the question?
No, I'm saying, is that usher when you jump up? Or is it only like something that's really soft and you can feel like there are every movement? Like, that's what's usher.
You think jumping up should be better or worse?
Saying it's only where, when it's very sensitive and you can feel their exact movements, that's what's also. But when it's like this very stiff thing, you need to like jump up. That isn't necessarily even when you're jumping up, also. I'm just.
Again, so you're. I'm still missing the question. You want to say in what direction?
The cola. That even though in a car, it's stiff enough that even if you were to do something else, you could feel it. That's still, it's definitely not there clear, but to the same, in the same sense. So like, I go there.
Yes, that's probably correct. By the. You're asking if someone sways significantly in such a way that there is a real sensation of nidnud, would that then be usher? So that could be, I'm not sure. Okay, then Rav Moshe writes, this is a little bit along the lines of what Yossi was talking about, not exactly the same. So then Rav Moshe writes, in the next Yuvah, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Zayin, the B'davar Lisa B'Mashin Shekasati Shekasati Rovin Shalik Zebazeh, who Afin Yad Nidnud Me'acher, She'ein Zem Achmasa, Ikar Nidnud, even though there is movement, came in the machine of Davar Kaveh. So even if there's slight movement that's affected by her, that if the ikker movement is from the car itself, even if she contributes a little bit to the movement, but fundamentally, it's considered the seats of the car
considered to be mechubar lekarka. Okay. So that's generally what we assume that we're mekel on a husband and wife sitting in the same car as long as they avoid negia. Now, as far as the Truma Sadeshen's other concern of going on a tiyul, on a discretionary trip, Leganosu Pardesim, the Aruch HaShulchan extends that in Sifkaf, and he writes that you shouldn't even go on a walk together, Bimei Nidusa. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes on page Kusamachay from Rav Yashiv, Rav Yashiv thought the Aruch HaShulchan was correct, but with a caveat. It's if husband and wife have a kvias that they always go for a walk together, that's like a normal part of their routine.
Daily, weekly, that's not necessarily or particularly derechiba. So then Rav Yashiv said that would be a mutter. But if a walks are reserved for special occasions, then sounds like Rav Yashiv thought that should be avoided. He may need dusa. Chachmas Adam is matir going for walks. And Rav Avadia writes on page Kuf Memdalid, Chelik Aleph Taras Abayis, Kuf Memdalid, that he thinks that to be machmir not to go for a walk is a chumri yisera, and as we discussed in other contexts in the past, he shouldn't add extra chumros to the harchakos. Rav Avner also says that stam a walk or a trip would be mutter, but you know, to go on a trip for the mountains or something like that would be problematic. Rav Moshe writes, Chelek Beis Simen Pei Gimel, Chelek Beis Simen Pei Gimel as follows. Here we go. Can they travel together to visit friends for a trip? Any row of Azeshia Aser. Yes, sir. The Masha Huska Barama, whether a question to us, Adesha not to go on a Tiol, who racks Aser Lelech, Bagala Achas, Busfina Achas, and Mazarach Rakla Tiol. That's only you shouldn't travel in the same wagon for a discretionary trip. The problem is that they're sitting together in a way that's potentially problematic, since they're only going with Tiol and they have no worry in the world, then we're worried more about Kirav Das. But if they're walking, so then there's no Isser at all. And then he says, even to travel in a car on a Tiol, as he referenced earlier, a car is better than a wagon or a small boat. So he thinks that going even in a car would be okay. Fine. Rabbi Eider writes on page 201, quoting from Moshe, that you still have to use your judgment as far as where you're going. Because if you're going for a walk or a trip to get fresh air or to relax a little bit, that would be okay. But if you're going stam, in his language, just to have a good time, then that should be avoidable. So it is generally not advised to go on a vacation or any change of routine of that sort, we may need to do so. Going for a walk is one thing, but going on a vacation, which is a change of routine that is definitely engendered derech hiba, should be avoided. Rabbi Neuberger has in his Ha'aros on the Rabbi Sobolevsky book, has a paragraph in which he notes that even though you should do everything you can to avoid taking a vacation, we may need to do so. But he says sometimes young couples may find it difficult to time everything exactly correct, and people have school schedules and work schedules, and if it just happens that the only time you can go away ends up falling, unavoidably, we may need to do so, that it's not an absolutely insurmountable situation if you have the proper gedarim and do it responsibly. It could be done, but definitely preferable to avoid timing of vacation. Be may need to do so.
What about if you're going on a vacation with your family, like you have children with you?
Yeah, that's different. A family vacation is not a vacation.
Ah,
that's a trip. And you go somewhere with your kids, that's not a vacation. So I think that would be fine.
Okay.
The Bavi Ashulchan is makel to sleep on a bunk bed. If a husband and wife, one sleeps on the top, one sleeps on the bottom, that's not considered to be mita achas. Rabbi Willie just pointed out that maybe this should be analogous to Sassel HaMisnadneid. Because depending on how sturdy the bunk bed is, the movement of one may, on some level, affect the other. So he pointed out that if the reason is hear her like the Taz, so there's not going to be any chashash hear her if one's on top, one's on the bottom. If it's like the shach, that it's kinagia, that anytime you're on a sasal isnadeh, even if you're not actually touching, but the fact that you're in that context is kinagia, so maybe that would be usher on a to sleep on the same bunk bed. Okay. Pesach Shuvin Sifkat and Yud writes as follows. Tzarech Iyun imutra lishmova kol zamer shela. So is a husband allowed to listen to his wife sing? Bimeini dusa. So. Me'achar de v'gemar Shabbos Yud Gimel Amar Makish Isha Nid Elesh Yisra'eyu. Rakti Yichushari. So there it sounds like we have a hekesh of Nidah to Eish Yisra'eyu. And Yichus is the only thing that's mutter. Mashma that anything else, whatever is Aser by Eish Yisra'eyu, would be Aser by Isha Nidah. So called Isha Erva. That should apply to Isha Nidah as well. And the Pesach Yeshuva leaves that with a Saruch Iyun. Rav Avadia writes that, technically speaking, he thinks it's mutter, but Hamachmir Tavo Ola Bracha. Rabbi Willig is Mako on listening to Ishtanida. Rav Schechter is Machmir. Most of the contemporary Svarim are Machmir on this. Rabbi Morgan's, of course, Rabbi Yashiv is Machmir. In the Sefer of Aleyu Lo Yibol, which are stories of Rosh Hashanah Zaman, written by a Rabbi Stepansky, whose brother lives in Passaic. So he quotes that Rosh Hashanah Zaman was Mekel. Rav Moshe writes the following about this in Yerodei Cheli Beis Simen Ayin Hay. Yerodei Cheli Beis Simen Ayin Hay. Ubedvar kol the ishtanida and mutter lishmoa kishem mizameres because the Pesach Yeshuva leaves with the tzarachian. So Moshe thinks also you should be machmir. And this is as we saw other times in Moshe has the orientation that when it comes to rechakos you should be machmir where possible. That's his orientation, and Rav Avadia, who's Mekel here, is consistent with his orientation that you should be Mekel where possible. Okay. Okay, so just going on in the siman over here, Sif Zayin is Lo Yisakal Afilu B'Ikvav Lo Mekavsim Mechusim Shaba. Fine. Sif Ches, Big Day Nida, we don't do anymore. Sif Tes, Bekoshi Tiru Liskashet, Elekadesh Wot Tiskat Al Baila, but bottom line, women can put on makeup in moderation as normal during Yemei Nidusa. Sif Yud, we discussed already. That we discussed last time. Then, Sifir Aleph, the Yisr Fatsas Mita, which we discussed in Wearing Subis. As the Mechaber writes, so most of what we do, just making a bed, is not considered Derechiva. That's not what we mean by Yisr Fatsas Mita. That's Abdus, not Derechiva, and that is Mutter. One second.
Why don't we do the begadim or with the makeup anymore?
Why don't we do Big Day Nida anymore?
Right.
So fundamentally, Big Day Nida were a function of Tumah V'Tahara, which we don't do anymore, even though. You know, obviously, the source of this halacha of Beit Nida comes from the same base midrash of Sharashi, as we noted a couple of times, that have certain carryovers from Hilchos Tumah. So it's not, it's really a Tumah V'Tahara oriented practice. You know, historically, at what point is salad of use? I don't know. Uh,
I don't remember.
Also not want people necessarily to know.
Yeah, but if there was a reason to do so, I mean, then.
I think I heard once, I don't remember where, it wasn't in our suburb from our yeshiva, but said that some women apparently have a minig as a zecher, they wear a pin. This is being a medusa.
The Bali Yoshochan writes that it's sufficient to just wear one thing different. You know, he knows that the Chachmas Adam doesn't quote this at all, and he says it's sufficient to one, so maybe that's what you're saying, Benji, you wear one thing. As long as the husband knows, then that's the point. But I think minhag olam generally is not to have such a practice. One second. Yeah, so the din in Sif Yud Beis, also from the Rang Subis, Asur Litzok Lo Mayim Lirchot Panav Yadav Araglov, Afilo Eino Nagasvav, Afilo He Mayim Mitzunanim, Mayim Sonim. So you're not allowed to pour water for Rechitzas Panav Yadav Araglov. So Bad Yishochan says that din of pouring water, that's even true for Rechitzas Shel Mitzvah like Netilas Yadayim, that you shouldn't fill up the Netilas Yadayim cup for your husband. And in the Rosh Hefter notes on the Rabbi Sobolowski Sefer, he says the same thing. But I do recall seeing elsewhere, it might have been Rabbi Four Sefer, I don't remember, but one of the contemporary Sfarim points out that that's not so pashut, because if the norm is that you would fill up a Netilas Yadayim cup for the next person online, whoever that is, then maybe that's not what we mean here by Yitzhak in a way that's derechiba, that's miyucha, to something a wife would do for a husband. If you would fill up the Netilas Yadayim cup for the next person regardless, then there's no particular derechiba there. Okay, then finally, the end of the simon. Okay, Sif Yud Gimel, we saw already. Sif Tes Vav. Im hu chola ve'ein lo mi shi yishem shenu zu asa. So if the husband is a chola and there's no one to help him other than his wife, mutaras l'shamsho, rak shetizahir biyosir shetuchal lizahir mi'achasas panayi adav raglav, Yatsa Samita Bifanov. So if there's no Breira, then she can assist. And that's based on the Rush quoted in Tumas Hadeshen. Let's just see the next sif, because these go together in Sif Tazayin. Isha Chola Vihinida Asir Labayla Ligaba Kedei L'Shamsha Kegon La'akimu La'ashkiva L'Samcha. That if she's a Chola Vihinida, husband can't even touch her. The Ramah says Yish Amrind Im Ein La Mishi Shamshena Mutter Bakol V'chein Ogen Im Sricha Harbe L'Kach. Okay, the Tumas Hadeshen is in Simon Reish Nun Beis. Tumas Hadeshen writes as follows. Isha shechol of rasa bai liga bakadei l'sham shana kedon lakima lashkiva l'samcha shari yasser. So he wants to touch her in order to help her be mobile. Tshuva yera da asher liga b'afil b'efektana. The alpha god, the cause of the yaradeya, the ashri, cause of the tshuva, dimu chola ve'emishi, shamshanu zulazimutaris, shamshanu, that if he's sick, the Rush says that she can serve him, ubavad, shetizar b'yosem e'achasis panigad v'ragva v'zasamita, me'hachayam ashri the shari, distamakamar dimutaris, shamshau, I'm the Nukhaloma, Rasaloma, Shimish Wadagi. No, the Rush is only talking about helping without Nagia. Kigon Lahoshila Davri Miyadaliyada. So that which is a lower grade Archaka, especially that which is only Mishum Chumra, like Hashat, which is only a creation of the Rishonim.
Shar Shimush and Shehim in Nagia Aide Davar Acher, or not touching directly. Even if we're matir the wife physically supporting the husband, you can't be matir the inverse. The ishlamer dafka kashuhu chol of the he bria shari came in the choluhu lakalamechash there go avera. Then yisim is gabra labinesha tashish kocho. Where she's sick and he's healthy, that's worse because it's more of a concern of hergal averus. That's why there's a difference in din. We're more inclined to be makel to allow a woman to be mishamish a sick husband than a husband to be mishamish a sick wife. Now, the poskim say, Rav Osner, Rav Yashiv, that if you're stuck and there's no one and you need to do something on behalf of your wife, who's a chola, better to have in the first case. You have a wife who needs to do something on behalf of the sick husband. So better to have another woman do that than to have the wife, because her chakos are only been ish lishto and not with anyone else. So if you're going to have to violate her chakos, better to have a nurse do it than to have your wife do it. Or for that matter, even if it involves negiah, but the negiah shelo b'derechiba is technically mutter. So to have your wife do it, there's always going to be chiba. If you have someone else do it, so that's negiah shelo b'derechiba for medical reasons, which is technically mutter. Piskei Tshuva writes, keep it close in Shulchan Aruch, sorry. Piskei Tshuva writes in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, now, this is in the context of Sifya Zion in Baila Rofe Asul Mashish Lahadafak. And the Ramah says you could be Mekel, because as we explained a while ago, the Shachir, that the Harchakos we're talking about here are not the Sirei Daraisa, definitely not Yehard Val Yavar, it's not considered Avizrayu de Gili Arayas. The Pesach Shuvah says when you do that, if he has to touch her, because he's the only doctor around, then use a bag and a mafsik. So Rabbi Morkins across from Yashiv, that in a situation where you're stuck, the husband's a doctor, the only one, he's the only one who could do something to his wife, and he needs to touch her, better to do it with gloves. And he says not latex gloves, but gloves that you can't feel anything through. So push comes to shove in that situation, better to do it all your day, have sick duffer. Okay, that concludes Simon Kufsadi Hay. And I think our plan will be to have a week of Chazara after Pesach, and then have Bechina on Chatzitza and Harchakos. Should we do it the following Sunday, the following Monday?
Like Monday.